Well, let's spin our attention over to the politics of City Hall. Last week, with no debate and only four votes in opposition, the Chicago City Council approved Mayor Rahm Emanuel's plan to allow him to borrow $900 million with really not saying where all that money is going to be spent. Joining me now on the phone is Chicago Tribune City Hall correspondent Hal Dardick to let us know more about what's going on. Good morning, Hal.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
I'm great, and I hope you're staying warm this chilly morning. First off, can you explain what this borrowing is for? Doesn't the city already have a huge debt problems?
Yeah, the city already has about $7 billion in outstanding debt, which makes it per capita the highest debt in the nation, with the exception of New York City. So, yes, it has a serious issue with debt problems, and also has another, beyond that $7 billion, another $14.5 billion in what they call unfunded pension liability, which is basically debt to the pension funds that they haven't paid up in. And they have the highest per-person pension debt when all the pensions are taken into consideration in the nation. So, yeah, they have a huge debt problem. But the mayor is borrowing, the administration, with the as you said, the approval of nearly all of the aldermen, is borrowing another $900 million. They also allowed the administration to double its credit line, which is basically its short-term credit, sort of credit card-type debt with a higher interest rate, to $1 billion. That's a doubling from the $500 million that it was before, and how much they can have out at any one time. So that's huge, too. And the reason is because they really need this money to keep government operating. They're paying some day-to-day costs, including the costs for legal settlements, which last year ran about $100 million. And that should be something that all the experts say should be paid on an as-you-go basis. They're borrowing money to do pretty basic repairs and equipment purchases that a lot of municipalities will do just out of their day-to-day budget, because they just don't have enough revenue, because the city of Chicago budget is pretty well out of whack. So yeah, that's what's going on here.
So how, I mean, is this a carryover from the Daley era of just the way the budgets have been run in the city?
Yeah, it really is. It's a carryover in a couple senses, that they're using it to pay day-to-day expenses. It's also a carryover in the sense that they're doing $100-200 million in what the experts call scoop and toss refinancing of existing debt. So they're taking debt that they already have, they're pushing it off farther into the future at a much higher cost overall to the city, because they can't afford to pay it right now. Now, the administration says, well, we're just trying to even it out so we don't burden everyone too much now. We can afford to do what we need to do, and we also are doing it because we have changed some things from the Daley era. For example, we're no longer doing deals like the one that everyone knows about, which is the parking meter deal, which is sort of like hawking your valuable family items to pay the costs going forward. When, you know, if they had kept those parking meters, they'd have a lot more wealth over the long term. But they, Mayor Daley decided to lease them out for 75 years, and by doing that, get an immediate payment today, a large payment that he could use to just pay for day-to-day costs of city government. So the mayor says, I'm not doing that anymore, the current mayor, Mayor Emanuel. He says, I'm not doing that kind of thing. In fact, I'm putting away a small amount of money every year for day-to-day costs. So I've cut costs in certain areas, whether it's mental health or certain privatization efforts. So we're not spending as much as we do in trying to deliver the same services. I've cut costs in terms of how we do snow plowing and garbage pickup. But I can't do it all at once, he says. He said just the other day, it's inherited from a set of practices years in the making. You cannot just change that in 2 years without affecting the well-being of an economy. Because if he does this austerity thing like they're doing in Europe, that the economy could be in terrible trouble in Chicago, because he needs to keep things running. So his claim is that over time he'll address all these things. But like you said, we don't know everything that they're borrowing for. It might have been more acceptable to the critics the other day if the administration laid out every penny it's going to spend. But we only know about 60%, as Alderman Brendan Riley said, of what they're going to spend. They're refinancing the legal costs, some of the building and road
infrastructure, public works type things.
Type stuff, exactly. So, but we don't know what the other 40% is. It's kind of like, well, trust us, we know what we're doing. Well, that's not how it's typically done. So it just gives you a really strong indication of the sort of tough financial situation this city is in.
312-981-7200 is our phone number. We're speaking with Hal Dardick, the Chicago Tribune City Hall correspondent. We're talking about the borrowing plan that was approved by the City Council last week. Were you somewhat taken aback because of these lack of specifics? As you said, about 60% of the dollars were accounted for. Were you somewhat taken aback that this thing just went through the council with no debate?
You know, typically that's the way it happens. It happened that way under Daley, and it happened that way on an earlier bond issues under this mayor, who's been in office for about 3 years. But this time, because the Tribune, some of our investigative reporters, had done a really good job of highlighting the issues behind all this and the reasons that this may not be the wisest thing to do, and it had become something of a public debate, I thought there would be a little more discussion. So, yeah, I was surprised. Four aldermen voted no, which is actually
right.
Doesn't seem like many with 50 aldermen, but that's more than we've seen in the past. And there was some level of debate earlier in the week at the Finance Committee meeting, a lot of questions asked, but it was very minimal overall. And you would have expected that some aldermen did, the four that voted no, would have said, look, you have to explain to us exactly what you're going to do with all this and justify it to the penny before we go ahead and approve this. We have to know what we're doing, right? And that didn't occur.
You certainly have to credit the mayor's office for working the council the way that it does, but then again, the council's been worked that way for quite some time. Hal, hold on for just a moment. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to ask you about this discussion about a city minimum wage. So
All right. Stay
right there. You're listening to the Sunday Spin on WGN. Years ago, the Ed Sullivan Show, the Beatles' U.S. anniversary. Geez, I remember that, watching those mop heads and my parents making fun of those haircuts. I'm glad I'm able to keep that much hair these days, you know? Well, welcome back to the Sunday Spin. I'm Rick Pearson, and we have Hal Dardick, the Tribune's City Hall correspondent, on the phone with us this morning. We'd been talking about Mayor Emanuel's $900 million borrowing plan, but there was also this topic of a city minimum wage. And Hal, does the city even have one?
The city minimum wage is the same as the state. No, they don't have a higher minimum wage at this point in time, but there is some discussion that the city should increase it above the state mandated level, which I believe is $8.25, a dollar more than the federal level of $7.25. As you know, this has been a really hot topic in politics lately. The sort of different opinions that at one point a Republican candidate for Governor Bruce Rauner expressed on the issue, and then Governor Quinn saying, you know, I'd like to raise it to a higher level.
And you have President Obama talking about it on the national level as well. I mean, it's a very, very popular topic, but, I mean, it just seems unusual that the city would try to do this on its own when you have...
Well, it does. Especially when the mayor's talking about trying to make the economy recover, because if you have a higher minimum wage in Chicago, you may have some businesses decide to go elsewhere to set up shop. So, but he said that he thinks it's the right thing to do, that he did it when he worked for former president, or worked on the issue when he worked for former President Clinton when he was a congressman, and that it's something he believes in. But he said he would much rather see the state or the federal government first, or the state second, increase it, and then so the city doesn't have to. But if they didn't act, then he would consider the idea. But what he did was he put forward what we call a resolution as opposed to an ordinance, which would urge the federal government to increase the minimum wage. So he doesn't have an exact proposal on the table.
And we all know where those resolutions go.
Well, sometimes they get approved, but then...
Well, they get approved, but after they're approved, you know where they end up, is in the garbage can most of the time.
There's talk and there's action, and resolutions are talk and ordinances are action. So.
Well, that's Hal Dardick of the Chicago Tribune, City Hall correspondent. Thank you very much for joining me this morning on the Sunday Spin.
You're welcome. It was my pleasure.